Well, it looks as though the Midwest is going to have some favorable weather for a while next week. We have several days ahead of us that are not going to be so great in the lower parts of the region. This is all going to be the byproduct of the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill as they come through the lower parts of the Midwest. This is going to be taking place now over the next 2 days. So today and tomorrow, we'll see the remnants of the storm move through southern Illinois, southern Indiana, parts of southern Ohio, maybe catching parts of Kentucky as well. The system is actually slowly losing some of its energy, but you wouldn't know it. There was flooding across a big part of Missouri today because of the rains that have occurred in the last 24 hours, and we're going to see some of that occur in the lower parts of the Midwest as well. But with the storm system slowly weakening, we are going to find that some of this precipitation will be re-enhanced as some cooler air comes southward out of the northern Midwest, and this will take place later in the weekend. So Sunday into Monday, we'll see rainfall across parts of the region. That additional precipitation is going to translate into an environment that is going to bring on some additional heavy rain. So from eastern Iowa and Missouri into parts of Ohio, we'll see a second wave of significant moisture a little later in the weekend. Putting it all together, we end up with 1 to 3 inches of rain, probably some local totals getting upwards around 4 inches, and that's too much moisture for soft wheat. We're going to see a quality decline take place there. There's going to be some pooling of water in low-lying areas, so some of the corn and soybean crop will not be very happy for a while. The better news here is that in that second week of the two-week outlook, which is basically the last days of June and the first days of July, we will encounter at least a little bit of drier bias conditions. Now, I don't want that to be misunderstood. It's less precipitation, but not absolutely dry weather. So we're still going to be seeing some showers and thunderstorms moving through the Midwest in that second week of the outlook. And as a result of all that, we're still going to be worried about that quality and that wheat crop out there. But most of the corn and soybeans will get through this without a big long-term negative impact, in my opinion. I think we'll see the weather conditions get much better as we move into July, a little less precipitation, some better warmer days coming up, and the crops will eat that up and turn around and be in fairly good shape for an extended period of time. So the outlook in the long-term picture is still very good. Near-term, not so great, maybe because of those heavier rains will be in the lower Midwest. Now, our temperature bias over these next few days are going to bounce around a little bit. We're going to be only in the 70s across a big part of the Midwest today. Tomorrow, we'll see those temperatures working their way up a little bit. We'll be mostly in the lower 80s across the region. And we'll probably see lower 80s, or at least 80s and lower 90s take place as we move into the early part of next week. And we'll probably stay in that mode through a big part of the work week. As we get into that following weekend, it looks like a ridge of high pressure will build up in western parts of North America, causing a northwesterly flow pattern to evolve aloft. That's going to bring some cooler air back southward across portions of the Midwest, and that will give us a little bit of a change in weather with temperatures back into the 70s and a few lower 80s during that second week of the outlook, and a lessening of the rainfall across the region. So it'll be some good and bad in their mix. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.